lot of us have looked through housing because we want to arrive at claims about neighborhoods, like how segregated they are, how gentrifying they're becoming. And a lot of us focus on this really narrow sliver of housing, which is public housing. You know, only 6% of poor renting Americans now live in public housing. You know, about 19% receive some other kind of housing assistance from the government. But the vast majority, the unlucky majority, receive nothing. And their stories weren't really being told.
You can look at a lot of this stuff about housing and poverty in general by looking at numbers. You can look at statistics, graphs. You went and lived with these people in their neighborhoods. What did that do for your perspective? What did that do for your coverage to actually be with the families as you were reporting on this?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the folks that I met in Milwaukee, Scott and Lorraine or Arlene and Vanetta, they were my biggest teachers, you know, and I learned the most from their lives. I learned what like real survival looks like when you're trying to make ends meet at the very bottom of society. I learned that folks are having to face these terrible choices between, you know, feeding their kids and paying the rent, paying for a funeral or paying the rent. You know, most poor renting families today spend at least half of their income on housing costs, and about one in four are spending over 70% just on rent and utilities. And that was the case for so many of the folks that I met in Milwaukee. And under those conditions, eviction is really inevitable. And the thing that's also harder to kind of capture in a nutshell, but I hope like pervades the pages of my book, is just I also learned a lot of jokes. And I saw a lot of spunk and humor and ingenuity and brilliance in the face of adversity.
I'm curious too, because you spent time with landlords. Did that give you a new perspective on the whole situation when you saw things from their point of view?
Big time. You know, I think that, you know, depending on our politics, we can look at a situation like housing and affordability, and we could say, oh, these tenants, they're just lazy. Or, you know, oh, these landlords are just greedy. But the fact of the matter is, you know, spend 5 minutes on the sidewalk and you learn that it's much more complicated than that. And I think that we've chosen to arrange our society in such a way that most poor renting families are renting from landlords. And so landlords have to be around the table. We have to understand like what makes them tick and what ticks them off, and we have to understand how they can be part of a solution.
You talk about the cycle of evictions, how sometimes, you know, people get evicted and then it's a kind of a mark on their record. It affects what housing they can get after that. Did you see many solutions for that? Do you see hope for people that are trapped in that cycle?
One of the most amazing things about putting this book out and going around the country talking about it is you just meet all these amazing like foot soldiers in the battle for affordable housing and all these incredible organizations just putting in work, fighting evictions and driving down family homelessness. So one thing that my family and I have done to kind of amplify that work is start an organization called Just Shelter. So you could go to this website called justshelter.org and you could click on this map and you could just see like who's fighting the good fight in Indianapolis or Chicago or Milwaukee or wherever you live. So that gives me a lot of hope. The fact that our housing assistance programs do so much for the lucky minority of families that get it also gives me a lot of hope. I mean, affordable housing programs lifts over 2 million families above the poverty line. Kids that live in affordable housing, they don't move as much. They do better in school. They live in safer neighborhoods. Families, when they receive a housing voucher after years on the waiting list, do one consistent thing with their freed up income. You know, they buy more food. Kids get healthier. So they work, which means we don't need to like outsmart the problem. We need to like outwill it.